I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A shallow 6.4 magnitude quake rocked northwest Nepal just before midnight on Friday, killing at least 157 people. Today, injuries rise above 260 as aftershocks continue and aid workers struggle to reach those in need. Greg Yoder says Good News Nepal, a Keys for Kids ministry partner, works near the epicenter. Gospel workers tell Yoder the earthquake cost them
nothing in terms of loss of life, just property damage, which is good news.
Friday's quake triggered multiple landslides, blocking roads to remote villages. Many areas are only accessible on foot.
Our partners on the ground, they're sharing the gospel with people coming out of the mountains. They're actually able to do more evangelism in a situation like this than ever before.
Pray many quake survivors will encounter the gospel message through this outreach and come to a saving faith in Christ. And people who vape regularly could be at greater risk of lung disease. A recent UK study shows how vaping causes damage at a cellular level. White blood cells contain neutrophils, which help the body heal damaged tissue. According to this study, e-cigarette vapor freezes the neutrophils in place, which stops the cell from defending and repairing as it should. Brandon Bauer says the Lighthouse tackles tobacco cessation using the Bible.
When we talk about smoking cessation, whether it's vaping, cigarettes, marijuana. We want to start from a biblical perspective. If we're focused more on Christ, we don't need these other things to satisfy the desires of our hearts.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.